This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says rumors of government collapse have turned false, directs party leaders and lawmakers to devote to party organization and mission. Government and agitating teachers agree to continue dialogue to address teachers' demands. Mata Tirtha Ausif Mother's Day Festival in Nepal being observed today. And Pakistan calls for neutral investigation into Kashmir attack. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Chairperson of CPN-UML KP Sharma Oli has said the people who were spreading rumour that government would collapse after the return of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba from Thailand have turned flaccid. According to the Prime Minister's personal secretariat, during a parliamentary party meeting of the UML, Chairperson Oli directed the party leaders and lawmakers to devot to party organization and the mission rather than to run after such misleading information. According to Prime Minister Oli, the government was preparing a balanced budget for the next fiscal year. He also urged the party line to vigorously respond to the regressive and anti-constitution elements which fuel violence. Moreover, in reference to the U.S. closure of MCC project for which the government had made agreement with its passage from the parliaments as well, Prime Minister Oli said the country should be focused on exploring potential for development rather than over-depending on others. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the philosophy of peace propounded by Lord Gautam Buddha was gaining further relevance in the present time. While inaugurating the 4th Asian Buddhist Cultural Festival at Lumbini, birthplace of Lord Buddha yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the path shown by Gautam Buddha must be made visible along with peace and non-violence across the globe. The Prime Minister reminded that the festival can spread a positive message of peace through Buddhism, art, culture, history, research and interaction. The government and the agitating Nepal Teachers Federation have agreed to continue the dialogue. The agreement reached in a discussion between government representatives, including Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Panta, and representatives of the Teachers Federation yesterday. During the discussion, President of Nepal Teachers Federation Lakshmi Kishore Subedi reiterated the view that demands raised by the teachers should be fulfilled by introducing school education bill in the House. Similarly, President of Nepal Public School Employees Council Gangaram Tiwari said that the talks have not yet reached a conclusion. The Teachers' Federation has been holding street protests centered in Kathmandu for 25 days to fulfill its demands. Due to the teachers' agitation, the student enrollment campaign has not been able to be conducted and teaching has come to a standstill in community schools across the country. Mata Tirtha Ausi, a festival known as Mother's Day in Nepal, is celebrated today to honor mothers. The festival falls on the new moon day of the lunar calendar in the Nepali month of Baisakh. The day is dedicated to expressing love, respect and appreciation for mothers. On this day, families often gather to spend time with their mothers, offer gifts and take blessings. Mata Tirtha Ausi symbolizes the divine nature of mothers and their importance in the family. Meanwhile, devotees throng at the pond known as Mata Tirtha Kunda at Chandragiri Municipality 6 in Kathmandu today to commemorate the Mata Tirtha Ausi. They take a holy bath in the pond and pay homage and make offerings to their departed mothers. Devotees take a wake throughout the night the day before in memory of their mothers and take a holy bath the following day. A fair is also held today at the Mata Tirtha premises in Chandragiri. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has said that Nepal is always against terrorism and strongly condemns terrorism in any manifestation. Addressing a gathering organized by the Indian Embassy in Nepal yesterday to pay tributes to those who lost their lives in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam of Kashmir in India, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana made it clear that Nepal always stands against terrorist activities carried out anywhere, anytime and for any purpose. Stating that double standards should never be adopted while dealing with terrorism, she clarified that Nepal is firmly committed to ensuring that its territory is not used by any terrorist group for any reason and against any country and people. Therefore, Minister Dr. Rana said that Nepal has also strongly condemned in strongest possible terms the terrorist attack that took place in Pahalgam of Kashmir. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has claimed that his party is putting all possible efforts to address the demands of agitating teachers. Inaugurating the second conference of the CPN Maoist Center Sindhu Palchok Kathmandu Liaison and Coordination Committee in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairperson Dahal shared that he had exerted all-out efforts for the implementation of agreement reached with teachers when he was the Prime Minister. Dahal, also the former Prime Minister, spoke the essence to institutionalize the Constitution, Federal Democratic Republic, inclusive and proportional system. The District Administration Office in Humla has distributed temporary border passes for people going to Taklakot in neighboring China. Chief District Officer Narayan Pandey said that 374 people who reached Tumkot, Yalwang, Hilza, Yari and other areas were given temporary border passes to visit Taklakot in Purang County of neighboring China. Temporary border passes were distributed at the site since it was difficult for citizens living in the border area to reach the district headquarters in Simkot and obtain the border passes. So far, 7,545 people have obtained border passes to visit Taklakot in China. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Pakistan has called for a neutral investigation into the killings of tourists in Indian-administered Kashmir. According to the Al Jazeera, India has identified two of the three suspected attackers as Pakistani, though Islamabad has denied any role in the attack on Tuesday that killed 25 Indians and one Nepali national. Pakistan's Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi has said that Pakistan is fully prepared to cooperate with any neutral investigators to ensure that the truth is uncovered and justice is served. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has said that the recent tragedy in Pahalgam must come to a grinding halt. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has pledged to pursue the attackers to the ends of the earth and said that those who planned and carried out will be punished. Indians living in Jammu and Kashmir's border village RSpura have also begun cleaning out community bunkers as diplomatic tensions with Pakistan escalate. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Madhes province, along with the hilly regions of rest of the provinces and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Madhes province, along with hilly region of the country and at one or two places of the other provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says rumours of government collapse have turned false directs party leaders and lawmakers to devour to party organisation and mission. Government and agitating teachers agree to continue dialogue to address teachers' demands. Mata Tirtha Aussie Mother's Day Festival in Nepal being observed today. And Pakistan calls for neutral investigation into Kashmir attack. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.